Hello, my name is Ivan, and you're reaching Local Splash. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I just got a phone call from you guys. My name is Steve Lanning. It's for Bird Dog Inspections. I had put in an inquiry because the phone number was incorrect on my website. Not when you click on the website, but in, like, if you Google it, the description, it had the incorrect number. It had a tracking number you guys had given me that I had had removed. And he had just called and said that it had been taken care of, but my wife just double-checked it, and it's still up there incorrectly.
Okay, let me see if I could get a little bit more information on that for you here. And you said that someone just spoke to you in regards to that, right?
What was that?
You said that somebody just spoke to you in regards to that?
Yeah, I think his name was Michael.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And did she by any chance maybe send in a screenshot of where she saw it?
My wife?
Yes.
No, she did not send a screenshot in. She's sitting right next to me. I'm driving right now.
Okay.
But it's like if you Google Bird Dog Inspections, and then you go to click to open up that my website, birddoginspections.org.
Yes.
The website is correct, but before you click that link, there's a description underneath the link, and it has my phone number there, but it's the wrong number.
Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely trying to find that. A screenshot would definitely be useful at this point. The reason is because I am noticing that everything was recently changed. I'm not sure if maybe it's taking a little bit of time to reflect, but normally, I guess you could say it's almost instantly. Give me one second.
Yeah.
Yes.
Called about it, I think, Friday, so I don't know. I mean, I'm fine with it not getting done over the weekend, but he had just called me today saying it was taken care of and all good to go. So that's what made me double-check it.
Oh, yeah, always double-check, especially if there's any concerns. The reason that I bring this up is because I'm not showing any call tracking number anymore, right? So I'm just trying to see if maybe you can help me out with that screenshot. I'm not sure if she can send it in by text.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what's the number?
I would need to save her number first in order for me to get the text message. Give me just a quick second here so I can add her number, and then I can even text her that, which you could just reply to it. What is the number?
502-417-1741.
And you mentioned that this is your wife, is that correct?
Yeah.
Just bear with me a moment. So I just sent her a text that just says, hello, this is Ivan with Local Splash. And she could go ahead and just reply with the screenshot.
Yeah, she's doing that right now.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I'm still searching for other areas. Maybe it's showing. But the Google Maps seems to be updated, which is a good thing.
It's not Google Maps. It's when you Google the website, like to click on my website, birddoginspections.org, on that description of the website underneath the link, I don't know exactly, it says like, you know, thanks for considering Bird Dog Inspections, blah, 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 and then there's a phone number listed, but it's not the right one. But when you click on the actual website to like book an inspection or whatever, that all is correct. Send that to him? Yeah, she said she sent him. She said she highlighted the incorrect number on it.
Perfect. Let me go ahead and see if I got the message. Okay, I'll give it a moment. It looks like maybe it's still sending.
I don't know exactly where this is at. I'm taking left or right. Which one you want to go to? Thank you.
Is the message still sending on her end? I haven't received it just yet.
She's checking right now.
Okay.
It doesn't say sent or anything?
They received or sent or anything,
but they haven't sent. It doesn't say, like, buffering, like it's trying to send? I'm interested in it again, I guess. I know she said it didn't really say whether or not it's sent, but she's sending it again.
Okay, okay, thank you. Yeah, I haven't received it just yet.
It's on this road, isn't it?
Still here with you, okay?
Okay.
It just seems like it's kind of breaking up. You might be going out of the area.
No, I mean, that's probably just us talking to each other. We're in a vehicle right now driving.
Oh, okay, okay, not a problem. Okay, let me go ahead and see if we received anything.
You want to try, can you pull up the, like, it doesn't show, like, my inquiries from before, because I'm, you can probably pull it up from before if it's, for whatever reason, this message won't go through. Because it's the same thing I called about, it's the same thing I called about on Friday that they said was fixed, just
okay.
A minute ago.
Okay, so you sent in a screenshot before?
I think so. I don't remember, honestly. I think he just saw what I was talking about, honestly, but.
Okay.
If you go to Google and you Google bird dog inspections, it's like the first thing that pops up and you'll see that number. What's the last four digits? 2188? 5988 is the last four digits, which is incorrect.
Okay, I see exactly what you're saying. So basically, when they put in bird dog inspections, for example, that's where it pulls up. I see it now.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like I said, it's not like the number you click on to dial me or anything, so... But, I mean, it doesn't look very professional.
No, I understand. All the information should be the same. Give me one moment.
Back in there. I figured it's going to be in like a big strip or something, you know?
So right now I'm just double checking because again, basically what Michael told you is that the changes were made. So I'm trying to see if maybe it takes a certain amount of days for it to reflect on Google, because there's actually a few of my team members that have confirmed the changes. So just bear with me, and I'll give you a little better date of when it should be finally gone. Okay.
That's fine. I actually need to go right now, but.
Okay.
I can give it a couple of days, and I'll check it again, and if it hasn't changed, I'll call you all back.
Yeah, definitely. As soon as I get an update, I'll also follow up. But, yes, if you need to call us before you hear from us, please do so, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, no, thank you so much for your patience, Steven. Have a good day.
Bye.